American troops in Iraq have been accused of deliberately killing Iraqi civilians in a string of incidents. Now the military justice system is in the process of deciding what to do in these cases. Today there was a hearing for four soldiers who were accused of shooting three blindfolded men in Samarra in May. The hearing will decide if they should be court-martialed. Yesterday, the Associated Press reported that an initial investigation supports allegations that American Marines deliberately killed 24 Iraqi civilians in Haditha last November. Military prosecutors will decide whether to recommend criminal charges. These cases and others sound far too familiar to commentator Ed Palm.
As a retired Marine officer, I'd like to believe that Marines are above deliberately killing unarmed civilians. But I'm also a former enlisted Marine and Vietnam veteran, so I know how these things can happen. I've been there. I spent the last half of 1967 living and patrolling in a Vietnamese village where the Viet Cong infrastructure was deeply entrenched. And it became evident that the villagers, and even the Vietnamese troops who were there to train, knew much more than they would tell us about the activities of the enemy. The frustration in that sort of situation can be enormous. I didn't know the language or the culture. I couldn't tell our friends from our enemies. I still remember how, on one patrol in particular, I almost lost it and became a war criminal. It was a night ambush patrol, and I was the patrol leader. We'd set up in some brush overlooking a trail junction just outside a hamlet at the far end of our area of operations. Just before daybreak, we realized that someone was coming down the trail toward us. At first, we could just barely make out a figure carrying something long and slender. The guy next to me whispered, "Should we open up?" I was just about to open fire myself when something told me to wait. The figure got a little closer. The light was getting better. I realized it was just an old man with an umbrella. Now, the rules of engagement, as we understood them, held that anyone out during the hours of darkness could be presumed to be VC and therefore fair game. We probably could have killed that old man and gotten away with it. Instead, just in time, I hollered, "Hold your fire." But it was a very near thing. I might have opened up if the situation had been just a little different. Had it been raining that night? And had we been cold, wet, and miserable? Had the bugs been biting? Had I gotten bad news from home before setting out on this patrol? My life might have taken a dramatically different turn. So believe me, I do know how things like the recent allegations out of Haditha can happen. Still, I can't condone such things. Even at 20 years of age, I knew it would have been wrong. I knew that even in war there are rules, and that even in extremis there are certain values we can't let go of and remain human. I knew these things because the America I grew up in believed that truth, justice, and the American way was a redundant phrase. The America of my youth stood for the defense of the weak and the downtrodden. I'm troubled at hearing so many people eager to dismiss the Haditha allegations by reminding us that these things happen in every war. That may be true, but that doesn't make it right. If any Marines lost control and deliberately killed unarmed civilians, they have to be held accountable. Any American who feels otherwise must have grown up in a different America than I did.
Ed Palm is a retired U.S. Marine major and the Dean of Social Sciences and Humanities at Olympic College in Bremerton, Washington.